And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Six people are hospitalized after a roller coaster derailed at a Florida amusement park. Officials say two people were thrown more than 30 feet when a car flew off the tracks yesterday at a boardwalk park in Daytona Beach. First responders rescued 10 people from the derailment. The extent of the injuries suffered, not yet known. Father's Day is Sunday. A lot of people are talking about this story. Greeting card maker American Greetings is apologizing after customers took issue with one of its Father's Day cards. So the front shows the phrase baby daddy over the image of a black couple kissing, which some people interpreted as racially insensitive. American Greetings responded, pointing to the loving inside message addressed to, quote, a wonderful husband and father. But it acknowledged the front page, taken out of context, can communicate an unintentional meaning that we are strongly against perpetuating. Therefore, we have notified our store merchandisers to remove the card from the shelves and apologize for any offense we've caused. Target, however, already had apologized. They were working to remove the card from some 900 stores following complaints. Royals host the World Series champion Astros tonight. That's at Kauffman. And forget staying at a bed and breakfast. Now, Bud and Breakfast hotels are showing up in California. Many Airbnbs around the state are starting to offer complimentary cannabis as welcome gifts for their guests. In California, it is legal to gift up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Kind of scares me a little bit, not going to lie. Lady Gaga, KC1021, Friday morning on the show.
Oh, we made it to Friday. That feels good.
Did it seem like a long week?
Well, you know what? I had this talk yesterday. I went to get my hair done. So you've got a solid 3 hours to sit and talk to the poor stylist dealing with me yesterday for 3 hours. And she was saying how everybody this week was just kind of in a bad mood. Like, you know, everybody's like, it's hot. And we're just like, ugh. Everybody doesn't. Nobody wants to be at work. It's hot. We just want to be sitting by the pool with a margarita. Like, everybody's just kind of crabby.
Yeah, just kind of over it, really.
So glad that it's already Friday.
Yeah, except we're going into a heat wave this weekend.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be awful. We do have fun stuff to give away, including a trip to Paris. Keep listening for that. Right now, Jen's Impossible Question, which is your chance to win a $25 gift card to Smoothie King. Question this morning. According to a new survey, Americans will spend an average of $133 on this year. What is it? And I'm talking each person. So I'll spend $133 on it. You'll spend $133.
Gotcha. Okay.
Americans are going to spend an average of $133 on this year. What is it? We'll take your guesses at 576-7102.
All right, good stuff. Let's win for Friday and just get it over with, right?
Yes.
Just get to the weekend. Here we go.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
No!
Text line, you can't do this.
I just saw the text line.
I think 05. You and I put eyes on it at the same time, and I'm like, oh, somebody wants the Kanye poop song.
This 816 number texts in, show me the poop, scoop-a-dee-poop.
You must have watched Kanye on Celebrity Family Feud last night. Anybody?
No.
Did you guys watch Kanye and Kim on the Celebrity Feud?
Was it actually funny to watch?
He was awful.
Yeah, predictably.
Yeah. But, you know, they lost, and they lost like 485-20. I mean, it was very lopsided.
Was it the Kardashian family versus Kanye West family?
That's right. So it was like Kim, Kendall, Kylie, all the cuz versus, or Chris, I mean, and then Kim and Kanye and the West family all played together.
Oh, okay.
So the West family, they all lose. It was like 20 points, and the other team had 400 and some. And so it was supposed to be the Kardashians playing the final round, you know, come out, let's play the final round.
Right.
And but it was Kanye's dream to play that, so they let him come out. They're playing for charity. So it's not like they're getting the money.
Oh, that is a big dream, though, to do that final round in Family Feud. That's huge.
Yeah.
Get to the 100.
And so they brought him out, and then Kim and Kanye, they actually rocked it. They got 200, like, right off the bat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was huge. Huh. So they did win that part. But yes, text line, I see your scoop of the poop.
Stop.
I gotcha.
According to a new study, Americans will spend an average of $133 on this year. What are we talking about? 576-7102.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Let's start with Tina. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
What are we going to spend $133 on?
I would say a gym membership.
Oh, I bet that's about right, but that is not the correct answer here.
Okay. South KC, here's Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. I'll say deodorant. $133 on deodorant?
Well,
this weekend, maybe. The good stuff. That is not it.
I think I spent $3 on mine.
Yep.
Smell it over there. Independence, Garrett, what are we spending this money on, Garrett?
I would say fireworks.
Oh, of course.
Ooh, that's it is that time of the year, yes.
Great guess, not the right answer. You were thinking along the right lines, though, when you think holiday. Holiday would be a hint.
When it comes close to the 4th of July, I got to tell you about this thing that they gave me.
Oh.
It's a Bluetooth thing that shoots fireworks off for you.
What?
Yeah, it's amazing. This is awesome.
Okay.
All right, Barbara in Independence. Barbara, what are we going to spend this money on?
Oh, well, I was turned between two things, but I think I'm going to go with sunscreen.
Sunscreen. Mm-hmm. We spent a lot of money on that in Arizona a couple weeks ago, but not the right answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
816-576-7102. Got a couple more here we'll take before we get to the break.
$133.
Right.
Each person going to spend that on average. This year, right. Holiday, first clue.
Tina, what are we dropping that money on?
I'm going to say gym equipment or like exercise equipment.
No, not the old elliptical, not the treadmill. Uh-uh.
Eric and KC, Eric, what are we going to spend all the money on?
I would say gardening.
Nope, not doing stuff out in the yard. Not California gardening. That's different. Did you hear about the bud in breakfast is the new thing?
I did hear that story,
breakfast, and now they're offering a bud in breakfast where you get a free ounce of pot in California.
Well, it was only a matter of time.
Hashtag
why Colorado didn't come up with that first?
America.
In Holden, here's Chelsea. Chelsea, what do we spend that money on?
Halloween candy?
Not Halloween.
Oh, bummer. Okay,
it is a holiday spending, though.
In Leavenworth, Alicia, what are we going to spend the money on?
Father's Day?
Father's Day,
There you go.
They're saying we're going to spend an average of $133 per person for Father's Day.
Wow.
I feel terrible because I have spent zero on my actual father, and on my husband, I bought a $1 card so far. I mean, I've got 2 days. What's that? It's the
thought that counts, yeah.
I mean, by Sunday, I'll have it all wrapped up, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Do you have plans for Father's Day?
Just kind of hanging out at the house right now.
All right, fantastic. Well, you've got a $25 gift card to Smoothie King. Cool off with some smoothies this summer.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be hot for Dad this weekend.
Yeah, it is. No grilling.
Nah, maybe we'll just go to the pool.
Yep. Oh, not your pool. Not your pool where everyone, it keeps
getting
closed.
Oh, well, it's going to be Sunday. It's going to be closed. I mean.
Because what? First somebody pooed the pool, then somebody Ralph in the pool.
It was the Ralph, then the poo. So what's left?
I'm not swimming, Shawnee. I'll tell you that right now.
It scares me what's left, as a matter of fact. Method of deduction.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Academy Award-winning actress Helen Hunt is 55. From Friends, actress Courtney Cox turns 54. And from How I Met Your Mother and good old Doogie Howser, MD, actor Neil Patrick Harris is 45. Beyonce fans think the pop singer might be pregnant. The speculation comes from concertgoers who say she's been performing in baggy clothes on her and Jay-Z's tour. One of the tour outfits is reportedly a dress with a heart over her midsection. If Beyonce is pregnant, it'll be her fourth child. She and Jay-Z just welcomed twins last year.
Well, I mean, by that skills, I could be pregnant. Come on now.
You have been wearing baggy clothes.
They're getting a little baggy because I'm losing weight. That's why they're just hanging off me.
We've been speculating. I mean, I don't want to say people have been talking, Brian, but there have been rumors. The Jerry Springer Show has ceased production of new episodes. This is what sources said yesterday. They will only air pre-taped episodes and repeats when it moves to the CW this fall. When I read this, I'm like, Jerry Springer is still on the air?
I know, right?
I had no idea it was still on. The network is still considering ordering fresh episodes of Springer down the line as the deal is for multiple years. But for now, the show has finished filming. It first debuted way back in 1991. Hosted by the former politician, became notorious for its provocatively lowbrow topics and frequent on-screen fistfights. I actually got to go to the set because it filmed Jerry Springer and Jenny Jones, if you remember that talk show.
I do.
filmed in the same building, and they were just right next door to each other. And I went to a taping of the Jenny Jones Show, and afterwards we got to walk into the Springer set, but they weren't taping at the time. But I didn't even realize they have more than 3,800 episodes. Man, and it even beat Oprah during one stretch in the late 90s.
Is that right?
Yep.
So I told the story. I used to be a volunteer at Shawnee Mission Medical Center when I was a teenager, when I was in high school. We had to do it for service hours.
Yeah.
So that's why I was familiar with the Strawberry Festival, because I worked those for years.
Okay.
We just had that this past weekend. And I remember one of my jobs, like one time, was sitting on one of the floors, one of the wards, just like visiting with patients, right? Just keeping them company.
Sure.
And I remember sitting with this old lady, and she had Springer on TV, and it was so loud, but she loved her Springer. And so here I am, like, they had told me to, like, I talk to people, try to keep them company, whatever. And she's, like, just watching Springer. And I'm going, there's nothing for me to do here.
But they're throwing chairs!
She's going to watch her Jerry,
woo-hoo!
Jerry, you know?
You are not the father.
This is an easy job for me. Jerry, Jerry!
Another member of the Parks and Rec crew is down for a reboot. Chris Pratt said that if he's in town, he's in. He said, as long as I'm in town, yep, I'll do it. Amy Poehler had said absolutely when she was asked by Ellen DeGeneres last month about a reboot of the hit NBC comedy. Parks and Rec aired from 2009 to 2015 for 125 episodes over 7 seasons. I love Chris Pratt. I will go see the new Jurassic World, whatever it is, just to stare at him on a big screen.
Wow.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
6 people are in the hospital after a roller coaster car derailed in Daytona Beach, Florida. Officials say 2 people were thrown more than 30 feet to the ground from the car that derailed yesterday. First responders rescued 10 people from the attraction on the Daytona Beach boardwalk. The roller coaster has been at the boardwalk for 5 years, but its history is a lot longer. The ride is called the Sandblaster. It opened at the park back in 2013, but at that point, the News Journal reports it was already more than 40 years old. And last year, the Department of Agriculture issued a stop operation order because of problems with the handrails, safety cables, braces, and cracks in the support. Have you seen the pictures and the video coming from that? It is scary. Father's Day spending expected to total a near record $15.3 billion this year, according to a new study released by the National Retail Federation. A total of 77% of Americans are going to celebrate Father's Day and spend an average of $133 per person. The top gift idea this year, particularly among younger people, well, the survey found 47% of consumers plan to give a special outing, such as a concert, a sporting event, or dinner. All of those good gift ideas, Brian Truda, as a father?
I'm sure.
Yes, please.
Time by yourself, also good.
Okay, that's good, because that is free, and that is what I can give.
That's right. Yeah, here, let me just let you take a nap for a little bit. Oh, perfect.
House
Great.
Is quiet
Thank
for
you.
5 yes. hours. You're welcome. And Kellogg's Honey Smacks are being recalled because of a possible link to a salmonella outbreak. The CDC says the puffed wheat cereal is a likely source of the outbreak that has sickened 73 people in 31 states. I just checked the map. Neither Kansas nor Missouri are affected so far. But there have been 24 people hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. The FDA is inspecting a facility that makes Honey Smacks. Customers are being told to not eat the cereal.
Honey Smacks. Is that the one with the frog?
Yes.
My Honey Smacks.
Isn't it?
I haven't
yeah.
seen that
the
forever.
The puffed wheat?
Yeah.
Not eating your little kid cereal?
That commercial used to be on all the time, I feel like.
I'm a Fruity Pebbles girl myself. At least I was growing up. Mm-hmm. Love some Fruity Pebbles. Mm. It's the good stuff.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Finding out how you are hashtag blessed. We'll take your texts, your phone calls, 816-576-7102. In fact, the 12th text or call we get about how you're hashtag blessed, we'll get some Air Supply tickets. Air Supply coming to Ameristar Casino. That show is next Saturday, June 23rd. You want a free pair of tickets? Just tell us how you're hashtag blessed.
That's what Dad wants this Father's Day season, right?
That's right.
Air Supply.
It may be.
Or just wants Mom out of the house while she takes her friends.
That's what somebody on the text line said. Best Father's Day present, unlimited nap time.
Yeah, yes. Hey, I'm hashtag blessed with that every day. I get a little piece of time because, you know, we're here early, so I get home a little early and nobody's home. I get a couple of hours, just me and the dog.
Nice.
Laying around, doing what I want to do.
I've been hashtag blessed all week because the kids have been at grandma's in Illinois. So for an entire week, my husband and I have gone to the movies twice. The theater, like to a theater with real popcorn. We've gone out to dinner. Like it's just been quiet. The house stays clean. Like you clean the bathroom once and it stays
amazing.
Clean.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've had a whole week without the kids. We go back to pick them tomorrow.
Well, look at you.
Yes.
Amazing.
I know. Back to the Loud House.
Yeah.
Literally. And the cartoon. Hashtag blessed because after 18 months of performing in the role, I finally received the job's promotion I had been working for, says the text line. Yeah. How are you? Hashtag blessed. 816-576-7102. Get you those air supply tickets. Texter number 12.
All right. Very good. We're going to take some calls. We'll get your text coming up as well. 721 with Depeche Mode. Enjoy the silence. Yes. Could not be a better Father's Day song than this one, right? That's how we're hashtag blessed.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Joy to the world, a father's born. Let me receive great gifts.
Father's Day this Sunday. How are you? Hashtag blessed heading into the weekend and could deal with your Father's Day. A lot of those coming in on the text line. I'm hashtag blessed as I have three wonderful dads to celebrate with this weekend. My dad, my stepdad, and my girlfriend's dad. All great men and role models. Hashtag blessed.
Excellent.
Nice. Also from the text line, first, it's a beautiful morning. Second, I get to spend Father's Day with my dad. Thankfully, neither of us have to work. Hashtag blessed.
Fantastic.
Good weekend.
Yep.
Also from the text line, hashtag blessed, it's payday. First real paycheck after being a stay-at-home mom for 3 years. Oh, that's a big deal.
Wow.
I've been
going
there.
Back to the workforce, huh?
I did that, too. That first paycheck does feel good.
But how's the job feel? How's that first morning waking back up going, oh, yeah, we're back to this again?
It felt early. That's what it did. It felt real early. Hashtag blessed with wonderful kids and hubby. My birthday on the 12th. They cooked dinner for me. Still not sure what it was, but it was the thought that counts, right? Oh, the mystery casserole. Hashtag blessed. But at least they cooked for you.
Yeah, true. Joey, what are you up to this weekend? You're hashtag blessed for?
I'm hashtag blessed. I will be attending some very close friends of mine's wedding tomorrow, and I'm very excited for Ariel and Drew.
Oh, where's the wedding? Is it here in Kansas City?
It is going to be in Blue Springs. I can't remember the exact name of the venue, but I was informed that glitter is not allowed. So that's the only disappointment right now.
Was this a thing on the invitation? No glitter?
Oh, no. I just hung out with them on Tuesday and just made a joke like, so what's going on Saturday? Just because I know that's when their wedding is.
So you could actually go to Brew and Chew. That's in Blue Springs. You can sample some food and some beer and then go to the wedding.
That sounds like the perfect Saturday.
Now, we know what happens when you go to weddings, that you've had a few pops before, and then you end up singing Pearl Jam songs in the voice of Eddie Vedder. Is there any plan this weekend to do some serenading?
They actually said there might be karaoke, so...
Oh, wow, wow.
Hopefully. I was forced to do it last time, but it was fun.
We found that audio. Was it on YouTube, Joey?
It is. My friend Aisha took video of it.
Singing... Some
and what
Pearl
was
Jam.
It again? What did you sing?
I sang Even Flow because at request of the bride and the groom, after sang Waterfalls in an Eddie Vedder voice, I had to sing a Pearl Jam song.
That's right. I forgot.
Joey. Well, you know, a couple of drinks. That's what happens at weddings, right?
That's what they're made for. Sure.
Counting to number 12 on the text line to see who gets the air supply tickets. Doing the math. 1, 2. 3, 4. Getting to number 12. 2860 is the 12th text. Says, taking my wife to air supply with free tickets from you would make me hashtag blessed. Well, you just the 12th text we got on hashtag blessed. We'll give you the free tickets. We'll send you a little text back. Get you all hooked up. You can go to Ameristar June 23rd for that show.
Fantastic. Nice job. And it's 7:28, so that means next we make you a finalist for Paris for Mission Impossible.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC-102 on The Show with Jen and Truda, sending somebody off to Paris for the world premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout.
You have 5 chances a day to get qualified. You just had your first one for Friday. Let's see who caller 12 is.
All right, Pat's in Leewood. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How you doing, Truda?
Hey, doing well, my man.
Thank you.
All right, happy Friday. You are caller 12. Makes you an instant finalist for Mission Impossible in Paris.
Sweet.
Have you ever been to Paris?
I haven't, but I heard great things about it.
Yes. There's a few things to do there besides see the premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout.
Awesome.
All right.
And Joey tells us you're already equipped with Passport just in case we pull your name.
Yes.
Oh, it's, perfect.
Up to date.
Where have you been that you used your Passport?
I went to Ireland.
Nice.
Yeah. I went to, you know, Mexico, Canada.
Sure.
But that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sweet trips.
Well,
yes.
Hopefully you will use it for Paris in July. You're a finalist. You're in the running. Hang on.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Pat.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's a big new movie opening up this weekend, Incredibles 2. Mr. Incredible is left to care for Jack-Jack while Elastigirl is out saving the world.
I've got to succeed so she can succeed so we can succeed.
I get it, Bob. I get it. When was the last time you slept?
Who keeps track of that? Besides, he's a baby. I can handle it. I got this handled.
So, you good then? You got everything under control, right? What the?
Craig T. Nelson, one of the voices. Holly Hunter. Good movie to take the kids to this summer.
That actually looks pretty good. I want to see it. Addie does not so much, but I do.
Tag also opening up. For 1 month every year, 5 highly competitive friends hit the ground running in a no-holds-barred game of tag that they have been playing since the first grade.
Please tell me what's going on here.
Our group of friends has been playing the same game of tag for 30 years.
What?
For the entire month of May, every year, we play tag.
You pushed me.
You never know when someone's going to pop up.
Congratulations, buddy. You're in.
Doing great, Anna.
Our buddy Jerry is the best that ever played. And now he wants to retire.
Never been tagged. Just saying.
So who's it?
Ed Helms is in that, Jeremy Renner, Isla Fisher, John Hamm, also in tag. The other new movie opening up is Superfly. With his sights set on retiring, a successful young drug dealer sets up one last big deal.
Everybody who's been at the top of the game been gone. Right? They end up dead or in jail almost always because of their ego, wanting more than they should want. Everybody wants to be great. Everybody wants to be Superfly. They want to be us.
I get it, preach. You don't have to preach to me, okay? It's not Sunday.
If you get it, then you hear what I'm saying. I want out the cocaine business.
Those are the new movies opening up this weekend. Coming up next weekend is the big Just For Her event. That's running June 22nd through June 24th. If you want to head out to that in Overland Park, we've got your chance to win 4 free tickets to the Just For Her event and going to throw in a free month membership to One Tribe Fitness. One Tribe Fitness isn't just another gym. It's a mind-body experience that redefines fitness. You want to win all that? Be caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102.
Has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Superfly. You're going to make it. What'd you guys see at the theater? Did you go to the movies?
Last night we did. We went to see, so it's hard to explain. You remember Mystery Science Theater?
Of course.
There's a thing called Riff Tracks. It's kind of a play on Mystery Science Theater. And so they show an old movie, but then they make fun of it as you're watching it.
Like that, right.
Yes. Yeah,
like you and your friends would do.
Exactly. Yeah. So Space Mutiny was this terrible, terrible movie from 1988. And so you watch that movie, but people are talking over it, making fun of the movie.
Great.
So we saw that. It was.
To me, that's the only way that you can watch some of those films.
Exactly. It was hilariously weird. If you haven't ever seen, check it out. Riff Tracks. Very funny.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
6 people hospitalized after a roller coaster derailed at a Florida amusement park. Officials say 2 people were thrown more than 30 feet when a car flew off the tracks yesterday at a boardwalk park in Daytona Beach. First responders rescued 10 people from the derailment. The extent of the injury suffered, not yet known. Father's Day is Sunday. A lot of people talking about this story. Greeting card maker American Greetings is apologizing after customers took issue with one of its Father's Day cards. So the front shows the phrase baby daddy, but it's over an image of a black couple kissing, which some people interpreted as racially insensitive. I saw one woman tweet that it was the only card at Target that featured a black couple. And it said baby daddy over the top of them. American Greetings responded, pointing to the loving inside message addressed to a wonderful husband and father. But it acknowledged the front page, taken out of context, can communicate an unintentional meaning that we are strongly against perpetuating. Target had already apologized. They were working to remove the card from some 900 stores following complaints on social media. Royals host the World Series champion Astros tonight. That's at Kauffman. And forget staying at a bed and breakfast. Now bed and breakfast hotels are showing up in California. Many Airbnbs around the state are starting to offer complimentary cannabis as welcome gifts for their guests. In California, it is legal to gift up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
What, you can gift this?
You can gift marijuana.
Really?
Now, I've stayed at hotels recently when we were on vacation. We had one that left little chocolate mints on the pillows. You know, I've gotten little complimentary things, welcome you to Oklahoma City, little gift bag. Mm-hmm. I've never received cannabis as a gift.
I know, right? You just walk in, there's a little dupe there on the pillow for you. It's just waiting
there.
To go.
It's a button breakfast, now available in California.
Why was it? Colorado is where I thought this might originate.
Right. Oh, it's got to be coming soon now.
Sure,
if this idea is out there, it's happening. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
Coming up this hour, more stuff to give away.
Kansas Lottery Voice Scratcher tickets. Your chance to not only win $30 in those scratcher tickets, but become an instant finalist for a big old grand prize. You'll pick, are you Team Jen or Team Truda? Everybody must
get stoned. Book your Airbnb now, my friends.
Button breakfast.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Friday morning as we get ready for Father's Day this weekend.
Jen and Truda in the studio. Joey, the producer, over in his room across the hall. Shaylee, the millennial, is sequestered in the hallway wearing headphones. I believe watching, is she watching some World Cup soccer?
I think she's watching golf.
Oh, the U.S. Open.
Golf, soccer.
Yeah.
She's got it all.
She is sequestered because we are playing a TV dad's game, and you have to beat Shaylee. So we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. I will name a TV dad. You have to tell us what TV show he was on. See how many you get in 60 seconds, and then we'll see if Shaylee can get more than you.
All right, Overland Park, Christy is our player on the phone. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, doing well. How about yourself?
Good, good.
Christy, do you watch a lot of TV?
I do, yes.
Okay, and you have for a long time? Did you grow up watching a lot of TV?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, because these dads cover all generations, and we're going to see how many you can get. If I say Homer Simpson, you would say The Simpsons, all right?
Yes. Okay.
60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay. Ready, guys?
Yes.
Here we go.
Tony Maselli.
Oh.
Tony Maselli.
Oh
You want to pass?
Shoot. Huh?
Passing.
Pass.
Phil Dunphy.
Phil Dunphy.
Phil Dunphy.
Oh, Modern Family.
Yes. Peter Griffin.
Pass.
Murray Goldberg. Murray Goldberg. Dan Connor.
The Goldbergs.
Yes, the Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Dan Connor.
Full House?
Nope. Danny Tanner.
The Full House.
Yes.
Yeah,
Phil
one.
Banks.
With Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes. Ward Cleaver.
oh my God.
Cleaver. Ward Cleaver.
Cleavers.
No. Jason Seaver.
Pass.
Tony Soprano.
Pass.
Mitch Leary.
Pass.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You got four, Christy. That's
okay,
not
good.
That's not bad. Four.
Okay.
We're going to bring in Shaylee, who's had headphones on. We're going to see if, ask her the exact same TV dads, and we'll see how many she can get in 60 seconds.
This should be good. Well, and I say that in jest.
Welcome back to the studio, Shaylee the Millennial. Were you watching soccer or were you watching golf this morning?
I was watching the U.S. Open golf.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Christy got four right, Shaylee.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Trying to beat four.
Out of how many?
You've got 60 seconds.
Oh.
So as many as you can get in 60 seconds. Are you ready to start?
Okay.
Hold
no.
on.
Well,
okay. Hold on. Let me get my game plan thing up here.
What does single ladies have to do with
right.
Father's Day? That's it.
Oh, it was just a mashup I have of the single ladies in Mayberry is what it's called.
Okay.
Isn't that fantastic? I play that in the car.
Nice.
Okay, that's
I'm
beside
so
the
confused.
Point. All right, you ready? Here we go.
Tony Maselli.
What?
Passing. Phil Dunphy. Modern Family.
Yes.
Peter Griffin.
Family Guy.
Yes. Danny Tanner.
Full House.
Of course. Phil Banks.
Fresh Prince.
Yes. Ward Cleaver.
Leave It to Beaver.
Yes. Jason Seaver.
That one show.
That is correct. That one show.
Wow, that's
Growing
sums it up.
Pains.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Dan Connor.
Roseanne.
Murray Goldberg.
The Goldbergs?
Tony Soprano.
The Sopranos?
Yes. Mitch Leary.
No idea.
Michael Bluth.
No idea.
Al Bundy.
Married with Children.
Mike Brady.
The Brady Bunch?
George Jefferson.
The Jefferson?
Yes.
Oh.
And your favorite, Jesse Katsopoulos.
Oh, Full House.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. We hammered that
Look
list.
Look at you.
But
wow.
Fortunately for you, Christy, we can't win tickets. Shaylee doesn't get the Kansas Lottery Scratcher tickets. She gives them to you this morning. You win.
Yay, that's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Not only do you get $30 in Kansas Lottery The Voice Scratcher tickets, but now you have to choose if you are Team Jen. If you are on my team, you get the Girls Just Want to Have Fun package, which would include a pair of tickets to see Cyndi Lauper, a pedicure, Target, Starbucks gift cards, and $100 in Voice Scratcher tickets. Or if you're Team Truda, you would win the Guy's Day Out grand prize, which would include a gift card to Home Depot, Quick Trip, some movie passes, a round of golf at Top Golf, and $100 in scratcher tickets. Whose team are you on?
I say Team Truda because I love Top Golf.
Yes, oh, yes.
Right.
Do a little golfing. All right, well, yeah. We've got you marked down for Team Truda. We will let you know if you are the winner of the grand prize, but you do get that $30 in Kansas Lottery scratcher tickets.
Sweet. Thank you guys so much, and happy Father's Day to everybody.
Happy Father's Day. Thank you, Christy. Hold on for 1 second. Do you guys have a favorite TV dad?
I was going to mention the one that I said that nobody got. Mitch Leary was from Dawson's Creek. Do you remember that?
Oh,
no.
Wow.
I wouldn't have even gotten that one, and I loved that show. And
wow.
Michael Bluth from Arrested Development. He might be my favorite. Jason Bateman. As the dad on Arrested Development is pretty fantastic.
I love Phil Dunphy as a character.
I feel like you are Phil Dunphy.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Sterling K. Brown. Ooh,
yeah,
on this
I was actually surprised you didn't say Jack Pearson.
Yeah. Oh, those are all good dads on this.
Oh, that's America's dad right
there.
Yeah,
Jen.
Come on now, jeez.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Man, I ask that every day. Where is the love? 8:46 Friday morning. Don't be so quick to answer now. That's fine.
Happy Father's Day, Sunday.
Thanks.
Should we give him the Father's Day compliments since you guys gave me Mother's Day compliments?
Oh, aren't we out of time?
Oh, sorry. It's the end of the show.
Oh, man. What?
Gotta squeeze in celebrity birthdays.
You have the best co-host that I've ever known.
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. We're done for today.
Celebrity birthdays. Academy Award-winning actress Helen Hunt turns 55. From Friends, actress Courtney Cox is 54 today. And from How I Met Your Mother and Doogie Howser, MD, actor Neil Patrick Harris is 45. Beyonce fans think the pop singer might be preggers. The speculation comes from concert goers who say she's been performing in baggy clothing on her tour with Jay-Z. One of the tour outfits is reportedly a dress with a heart over her midsection. If Beyonce is pregnant, it would be her fourth. She and Jay-Z just welcomed twins last year. Shaylee, the millennial, you follow all this biznaz.
Uh-huh.
What say you?
I mean, she could be. I don't know.
Pregnant a year right after twins. That sounds like a lot of work.
Wow.
Isn't that like she's doing it?
She
well, good
them.
Point. There's 47
she's got
nannies.
Like, yeah, she's got 10 people per kid.
Damn. But by that way of thinking, then I would be pregnant if that's a guy. Oh, he wears baggy clothes. Oh, well, some must be pregnant.
Is there something you want to tell us this Father's Day?
We didn't want to say, but there have been rumors.
I mean, people have been talking.
Are we going to have a baby shower?
I'm just losing weight, that's all.
Can we have a sprinkle
shower? Clothes fit a little bit looser.
He just wants ice cream cake for the birthday, for the baby shower.
Somebody bring me barbecue, please.
Baby wants the barbecue.
The Jerry Springer Show has ceased production on new episodes. This is what sources said yesterday. They are only going to air pre-taped episodes and repeats when it moves to the CW this fall. I didn't even know the Springer Show was still on. I just kind of assumed they were already showing repeats. I didn't realize they were still making new ones. The network is still considering ordering fresh episodes of Springer down the line as the deal is for multiple years. But for now, the show has finished filming It debuted way back in 1991. More than 3,800 episodes have aired. It even beat Oprah for a while.
They should just do a celebrity Jerry Springer edition.
How so?
I mean, there's plenty of feuds in Hollywood. Pick a person.
Let him throw some chairs?
Yeah.
Yes.
We can just get this all sorted out with Jerry Springer.
Who does Taylor Swift fight with
now? Like, let's just put the cast of Roseanne with Roseanne on right now, and we just say go.
With former Obama advisors, and then put one on one side.
Well, now you're getting weird. I'm just saying just the Roseanne cast
now. Did that show tape in Chicago? Is that where
Springer
you saw it?
Springer did, yeah. It was in the same building as Jenny Jones, if you can remember that show. And they filmed right next door. I mean, they were in the same building. Literally, you stepped out of one door, walked into the next one, and it was Jerry Springer. And I went to a taping of the Jenny Jones show, and we got to go see the set of Springer, but they weren't taping at the time.
Were there a lot of chairs?
There were chairs and not bolted to the ground.
What was the Jenny Jones show about? Do you remember?
It was about... Yeah,
I watched that show all the time.
It was relationship-y.
Well,
it was couples fighting, breaking up, something like that. And then we had gone to an episode of The Oprah Show, and that was extreme, like, makeovers. Like, people who did a lot of plastic surgery and had extreme makeovers.
Gotcha.
Was that episode. I didn't get the fancy episode where you get a free car and you get a free car.
Yeah, it wasn't quite that yet.
Nope. And another member of the Parks and Rec crew is down for a reboot. Chris Pratt says if he's in town, he's in. Amy Poehler also said absolutely when she was asked by Ellen last month about a reboot of the hit NBC comedy. So we'll see if that happens. Parks and Rec aired on NBC from 2009 to 2015 for 125 episodes over 7 seasons. Get your tickets to the Frank Mason Charity Softball Tournament this Saturday, T-Bone Stadium. Visit Rally House to shop the official event tee. All ticket and shirt proceeds benefit Children's Mercy and the National Youth Foundation. It's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
You guys care to say anything else?
Happy Father's Day,
Truman. You should come see me at a Brew and Chew tomorrow. That's what you should say. Natalie and I will be out there. Blue Springs.
You are an amazing...
No, I don't need compliments for Father's Day. It's
wonderful
fun.
Dad.
No,
I have never seen a dad who goes to more events, goes to eat lunch in the junky, gross cafeteria because his daughter wants him to.
But he actually enjoys that, so it's also for him.
I do. I enjoy the heck out of it.
He loves him some cafeteria
food. I'm not even
food.
Listening to you guys right now. Well, the cafeteria food now is better than it was when we had...
Yes.
Oh, they've got a salad bar and a potato bar and
they
a
have
this
options.
And a that and the right.
Yeah.
You're a great dad on the show, and so what we're going to do is we're going to leave you alone the rest of the day.
That's, you know what, that's exactly what I want.
Good. Nappy time for you.
Nobody else here in the building talk to me.
Exactly. Is anyone normally?
I don't want any drama. I don't want any fights. I don't want any, don't run the sales. Don't run to Natalie. Don't start crap in the halls, okay?
All right, so
can I put that out there right now?
You're going to have to probably just leave if you,
you
want all of that to happen.
Stop yelling at people in sales.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stop yelling at her.
Yeah,
eliminate that.
Stop your griping.
Joey, you just keep doing what you do because you're the only one who works super hard
right.
and actually does
you
everything.
Just do your horse show.
Yeah.
So there you
the
go.
The horse show.
They're pronounced horsies.
Quiet
there
nappy
you
time to
there
you, Truda, and happy Father's Day
Thank
to
you.
All of the dads.
And happy Father's Day to my dad and to all the pops out there. We'll see you guys Monday. Anything else going on this weekend? Good.
Huge shows next weekend. Shaylee just told me we're giving away Maroon 5 tickets all next week. We also have Boys to Men tickets. We're going to get more people qualified for that trip to Paris.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.